Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, defying Trump, McConnell seeks to squelch bid to overturn election. Senator Mitch McConnell from the New York Times congratulated President-elect Joe Biden and privately urged Republicans not to join a doomed effort to throw out the results. Mr. McConnell's actions, a break from President Trump, were a clear bid to put an end to his party's attempts to sow doubt about the election. It came after President Putin of Russia's congratulations.
Well, it's nice that the president, who is obviously an ally of Putin, and Putin turns around and congratulates Biden because it's so clear now that Biden will be the president. And there's this nascent attempt to challenge the results on the floor of the Congress. There will be some idiot who tries to do that. That will be shot down also, and Biden will be the president on January the 20th. So it's set. But what's terrible here is that this president has now sowed the seeds of discontent and of people in this country who just don't believe that our elections are legitimate. That's disgusting. You know, there are many things that are criminal in this country, and that will be criminal. We have the Proud Boys who are now unleashed with, obviously, the backing of the President of the United States, who has told them before to stand down. Maybe now he's telling them to stand up. But it is clear that these thugs are part of his next campaign. So that you have first challenging all the legalities, that doesn't work, and now we see the thugs coming out. That's very scary, because that is the kind of thing this country has not seen before, and which is going to really be a terrible onus that we are all going to have to be facing, because a lot of people will be put at risk because of him. Now, when somebody dies as a result of one of those thugs getting outrageous and doing really terrible things, is that murder if it's encouraged by the president or even subtly encouraged by the president? The answer is no. Meantime, other people are executed by this very president now. He's got an execution rampage before he's out, trying to make the point that we should execute murderers, even though too many murderers have been found not to have done it in the end, including that gang of kids in Central Park who were exonerated. But he was calling for the death penalty. So we have a president who is out of control and who cares not a whit about anybody besides himself. In the meantime, Dave, an interesting story this morning, I believe it was in the Washington Post, that suggests that the people who live around Mar-a-Lago want nothing to do with him and don't want him living there. And apparently there was an agreement about not living there, which is really just one more embarrassment. I have a feeling when this guy gets out of office, there's going to be all hell to pay in a number of places. So, David, Mitch McConnell finally comes around. He mentions the fact that both Biden and Kamala Harris were longtime senators and are longtime senators in the case of Harris, and he salutes them. Now, look, we know that the Republicans love Trump. The problem for the Mitch McConnells and all the others are that they know what Trump's deficiencies are. They just can't say it because they'd lose their political base and they would lose elections. And there is a new theory that one of the reasons that Trump is raising all this money is to keep his Republican professional colleagues in line by offering significant opposition funded by that $200 million that he's now collected to run campaigns against them. So it all comes down to the fact that sooner or later, you're either an American and you believe in the peaceful transference of power, or you believe in Donald Trump and whatever he may bring, whether it's totalitarianism or fascism or whatever else. Sooner or later, you got to look in that mirror if you're a Republican politician.
Well, the Senate still has runoffs in Georgia to determine. And when that happens, we'll know where President-elect Biden stands in terms of negotiating with the Congress.
Well, yeah, I think there is an assumption that Georgia is still a Republican state. We know that Trump lost in Georgia, but others won, down ballot. So the question is this down ballot? Biden has articulately tried to show that a vote for these two Republicans is a vote for Trump. And he's trying to piggyback onto the Trump loss in Georgia. That's a smart thing to do, I suppose. Nevertheless, the odds of electing two Democrats are not that good. But the fact that Biden Biden is even down there shows that they think they've got a shot. And the polls are not that good for the Democrats. They don't show them winning by a lot, but different polls come out at different times. I've seen Warnock, for example, Reverend Warnock, leading in a few and now behind in a few. It is going to be fascinating to watch a primary that is going to get this much attention. And if Biden has the Senate, it's one thing. If he doesn't, it's not a great scenario for what he'll have to be going through.
In the meantime, he continues to make his picks. The latest are Jennifer Granholm for Energy Secretary, former EPA Chief Gina McCarthy, selected to be Biden's climate czar, and he's picked Mayor Pete Buttigieg, for the transportation post.
Well, let's start with Mayor Pete. That was a smart move, I think. Look, he's trying to have a diverse cabinet. One of the issues in diversity is age. Let's face it. He's in his upper 70s. There's nothing wrong with all of that. Nevertheless, it's a good thing to take a young politician and to show the American people and young people that there's room for everybody. Granholm, of course, is a tip of the hat to Michigan and to his victories there, which have created such an impetus for electing Joe Biden. And once again, diversity, a woman and a very brilliant woman, and somebody who shows that she can govern because she's done that. And of course, by naming Gina McCarthy for the climate czar's job, you have created yet another opportunity to demonstrate how important this climate threat is to all of us. And again, somebody who knows their stuff. And it's not going to be hard after the Trump administration to bring in somebody who really knows what she's doing.
Speaking of, our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.